This podcast is brought to you by the Specialty Produce Network. The Specialty Produce app is the world's number one handheld resource on produce. The app features photographs, recipes, geography and history, taste and culinary applications on over 1,900 produce items. From apples to zapote, we've got your produce questions answered. Our app is available for both iPhone and Android. Download our app for free today.
Do you have a highly sensitive child that needs a new approach to being in balance? Are they triggered by emotions and judgments of others? Triggers used to be allergies in the environment. Not anymore. When it's not clear what they need, seeing your child suffer hurts. I'm Ashley Lee. I was a highly sensitive child. Now I work with highly sensitive children. Caregivers need to learn how to connect to their child's sensitivities. Ready to support your sensitive child? Visit me at ashleyleehealing.com for a free consultation. Welcome to Conscious Living here at the Specialty Produce Network. We are so glad you're here to support your lifestyle with the fastest growing resource for conscious families. So sit back, relax, connect, and enjoy. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Conscious Living Podcast Series here at Specialty Produce Network in San Diego, California. And I'm Ashley Lee, and I am here with Karen Smith of The Canteen and her son, Gabriel. Welcome, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
It is awesome to be here, isn't it? Today, we're going to talk with Karen and Gabriel about the love for cooking. Right? The love of cooking, the love with cooking. I don't know, all the ways that we love and have cooking in our lives. So what does that mean for you, Karen, representing The Canteen?
Yeah, thank you so much. Well, cooking with love, I feel like it's a statement that we hear often, right?
Yes.
Especially when you're in that sort of food network of people doing like more conscious style cooking.
Yes.
You know, you see like cooked, prepared with love or cooked with love, and which is beautiful, right?
Yes.
And I always thought that I was a person who cooked with love.
You sure are.
Yeah. But I never really was able to sort of measure it, right? Like,
right.
What does that really mean?
Yes.
So I sort of deciphered it when it came to me. It was really through my work that I do with children. I used to be a nursery school teacher.
Right.
And I have my son, Gabriel.
Yeah.
And what I noticed is that when you put time and attention into things, that is what sort of equals love.
Absolutely.
I think, right?
Absolutely.
And I'm like, oh, that's what cooking with love means, right?
It's just taking
time and attention. And ask my husband, Marco. It takes us a lot of time to cook.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for me, paying attention to what I'm doing when I'm cooking, it's sort of like my meditation.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, it's so easy to get distracted, to try to multitask.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And I have this friend that calls multitasking the lazy man's load. You know, like when you try to take too much,
right?
You drop it,
right?
And then you have to clean it up,
right?
So all that time you think you are saving,
yeah,
you then have to go back and fix it all,
right?
So it's kind of lazy to do too much,
yeah.
And I find the same thing happens in the kitchen if I try to like cook and like help him with his homework and like do 10 different things at once, then something burns.
Yeah.
Or he's like, hey, mom, hello.
I need that help.
I'm living. You know, I'm a living person.
Yeah. So it's kind of like, let me get this done.
Right.
And then I'll give you my attention.
Focus with that attention.
Yeah.
So we're focusing our attention with love, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
And what does that love mean? That love, in my world that I share with everyone, is that love is energy,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And we share that and we transmit that energy. Gabriel, would you like to show everyone what energy looks like?
Yeah, so this is pretty much a circuit. So when you do this, that it lights up the lights and the energy creates a circuit.
It creates a circuit because there's a little battery inside and the energy in your body. So show everybody on our Facebook Live there. There you go. Sounds like the aliens are landing. There you go. Or a big mosquito came by. But literally, our energy, our bodies, we emit different kinds of energy. So you were explaining, you were showing magnetic energy and physical energy. But that's a way to picture how you have energy in your body, energy in your heart, and you're transmitting that energy to the food. And we brought two amazing mason jars, which are recyclable, upcyclable, all kinds of cycles.
Totally reusable.
And what would you call this one? Because this looks amazing.
Gabriel, tell him about it. I think this is
this is
your
favorite one. Okay. Yeah, this is the corn chowder, and it's delicious. It's awesomeness.
Yeah. Show everybody how gorgeous that is.
So this soup is, I find it a perfect soup to sort of transition us in between the seasons. In between spring, and we're sort of moving into summer here in San Diego. Don't want to break anyone's heart in the Midwest there. They're all under snow. But for those of us here, cream is actually sort of a seasonal food. So if you imagine those cows that are up in Point Reyes, Northern California,
right.
from the Strauss Creamery.
Wow.
Yeah, we went and visited it, right?
They were like free to roam.
It was crazy.
Awesome.
They're up on these cliffs just north of San Francisco.
Like on cliffs.
On cliffs, big, beautiful green grass from the spring rains.
Wow.
Which is like nutrients, right?
Right.
And these cows are just hanging out on the cliffs, so much room, right?
Yeah.
Munching all this grass. And then through their process and their bodies, they're literally fermenting it in their bodies for us. It's kind of an alchemical reaction.
Yeah.
And then they give us this beautiful cream and they're treated well.
Yeah.
These cows. And in a lot of cultures, traditional foods, they would use this spring cream and turn it into their butters.
Yeah.
So they could preserve it, right?
Right. Yeah.
And it would be like their sacred food.
Yeah.
And this is like when it's done right. I'm not talking about gnarly butter and the little, not so sacred.
Yeah.
I guess it depends. You could say a little blessing over it. Maybe it could be sacred. But when I imagine this picture in my mind of these cows that I got to see myself and think of it, and it's like so many people have these sort of intolerances to creams.
Right.
Even myself, it's like not always my best friend. But I think, if we maybe lived more in harmony with the seasons, and we were just drinking this cream and this butter at this time of the year, and just really like so much gratitude, right?
Right.
And you just are loving it and your body's open to it. And then maybe you don't have it so much throughout the rest of the year, right?
Right.
Such cream-based things.
Yeah.
Totally.
So that's one ingredient.
I love it. The other one is corn.
Corn, which even though it's not in season right now, it's very common to freeze corn because when we have it in abundance during the summer, we freeze it because, we get so much of it when it's harvested. So I kind of picture these corn kernels as like little embryos of the sun itself, inside the frozen corn. And then I put it in the simmering cream.
Yeah.
And I just imagine the sun coming out of every kernel.
Yes.
Which Again, sorry
now,
to you all Midwesterners.
I think that's your secret sauce because you really yes. do. When you totally. Taste the food you're cooking, you can taste the burst of energy.
Right?
The sunshine,
yeah.
the cream, the fresh grass, the fresh dew on the grass.
I'm just the midwife. I'm just there to be like, do your thing.
Yeah. The midwife of cooking. I love it. Exactly. You're creating a birthing process.
I am.
Yeah.
I'm happy. It keeps me humble, too.
Yes.
Don't want to be too proud of this here. A lot of other forces that were at work to make this happen. But and I really yes. do feel like the midwife. I feel, Gabriel, what's it like cooking in the kitchen with me when I'm all like, get the energy right?
You have to get the energy right. You have to listen to the right music. You have to be chill and talk about chill things.
Yeah,
much.
Right.
Yeah, and it's fun because you talk about positive things and it's awesome.
Yeah, and we talk about the food, right?
Yeah.
The other special thing about this soup, I have a lot of customers with dietary restrictions, and usually my soups are vegan. This is sort of rare, but yes, absolutely. This is the and because of the cream and the season, I'm happy to
right,
do
so
something
this
like
is,
this for special.
This is a vegan soup, too, right here.
That is 100% vegan organic soup. This is a Thai vegetable curry with the other cream, the coconut cream, which my body loves coconut cream.
Yeah.
I really do better on coconut cream than dairy cream myself.
Yeah, I do, for sure.
Yeah. So this one is it's a beautiful canned coconut, and the can, it doesn't have that nasty chemical in there, the BPA.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I think it's native foods, but I should really check that before I say it live. But it's a beautiful coconut cream. And this one is simmered with garlic and ginger.
Wow.
And then I strain it because we're really about texture in our family.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So again, this is the cooking with love.
Yes.
And the recipe doesn't say to strain it.
Right.
But I do because
right.
I know, and especially okay. cooking for kids.
So you strain the ginger
and the garlic.
And
but
so
let,
it's an infused flavor
then
versus
you don't get,
a chunky tasting and biting on it flavor.
Right. We keep the chunky for the beautiful roasted broccoli.
Wow.
And again, another item that, you know, it's just like it's all these things that just take like an extra couple of minutes. So I roast the broccoli in coconut oil.
Wow.
Before I put it in instead of sauteing it. So it's just very light.
Wow.
Roast it in the oven. And I'm telling you, again, it's like alchemy. Something happens.
So good.
To, yeah, right?
It's delicious.
Roasted vegetables are like
the way to go.
Staple at our house.
It's amazing.
Do you see? We begin to salivate. And, you know, for me, the cooking process really begins like when I salivate at the market and I imagine how everything is
going to unfold.
Yeah.
Well, you describe so beautifully too, like the sun, you know, opening inside each kernel of corn, you know, and maybe roasting that broccoli, right, mm-hmm. is just creating that alchemy inside the broccoli flower itself and
yes.
unloading all those greens and nutrients.
It did.
That nature provided for us.
Absolutely. And again, going back to the cooking with love and what that really means for me, it's sort of this metaphor that I carry through my life, this cooking with love. And I see it popping up all the time. And Marco, my husband, he's more of a historian. So he's always telling, yeah.
Definitely.
Well, we're at the dinner eating. Gabriel and I are eating and we listen as Marco shares his wisdom with us. And so anyways, one of the things he shared with us was it's like an Egyptian mythology.
Yeah.
And they have this philosophy. They call it 51%.
Okay.
And it's like that it's just going that one more step.
Okay.
And it kind of takes it from like good.
Right.
To like, all of a sudden, it goes immeasurable.
Yes.
When you take the one more step.
Fantastic,
you know what I mean?
Amazing. And I call your cooking off the hook.
Oh, that's, I have that written down. I love off the hook. Yeah. Thank you. But I really think that's all it is. It's just, it's when you know it could be like servable.
Right.
But,
servable.
Right?
I like that.
Like, I could have really put all these vegetables in and just simmered it.
Right.
And it would have cooked them.
Right.
Yeah.
But instead, I, like, roasted and sautéed everything separate.
Yeah.
So it's not like, you know, this isn't like rocket science.
Right.
Kitchen, you know.
It's chemistry.
Love. It's love alchemy.
It's love. It really is.
And we were going to talk about that, too, because I brought a couple of books from Gary Chapman.
Okay.
And he talks about the five love languages. And we wanted to talk about that because you actually, I noticed through energetically how you do that. And I was going to bring up on the five love languages. What are they? Number one is words of affirmation. Mm. Number two is gifts. Number three is acts of service. Number four is quality time. And number five is physical touch. Okay? Yeah. So you got it. So when you're cooking, like, what would Gabriel, what would you say your five love languages are? You could have all five or just one in particular or several. Mm-hmm. Which ones do you prefer? Affirmation, somebody telling you you're amazing and good. No. Gifts, like giving a gift or giving something, giving and receiving. Acts of service are like somebody cooking a really good meal for you. That's an act of service. And quality time would be that time in the kitchen where then she gave you the act of service of cooking it, but then the quality time to support you while you're doing your homework.
Yeah, quality time, definitely.
Quality time, okay. I think a lot of kids, honestly, love quality time. They really do. Because I have to say, I think mothers fold in all the other ones inside that quality time.
Sure, absolutely.
Right? It's you want the whole package, right?
Yeah.
And physical touch. And quite frankly, the physical touch is the actual food that they're eating. They're actually touching your food, right? It's touching their lips. It's touching their mouth. It's going down, you know, the pipe, the esophagus, down to the tummy, and getting processed as nutrients and love. And so they're not just processing energy for their body, they're creating and processing that love in their tummy. Right? And when you feel love in your tummy, how do you feel, Gabriel?
Happy.
Happy?
Energetic.
Energetic?
Yeah.
Loved?
Yeah.
Isn't that amazing?
It's awesome.
And that we can create that in the food that we cook for ourselves and for each other.
Yeah.
Isn't that beautiful?
It really is, and it should feel liberating, actually, because, you know, we don't have to cook such, like, fancy food.
Right.
It's just that it can be really simple meals from beautiful, fresh produce,
right?
That we're just taking our time cooking. How about that dinner last night? You and Daddy were like, oh, my God.
That was so good.
Yeah, and what was it?
I just remember the feeling. It was so good. Right? I mean, that's how it is. It's just.
It was, Gabriel wanted pizza, and I was like, you know, let's make it, right?
Right.
But it was too late to do dough, so I went and got Prager Brothers bread, which is like, they are
amazing
our treasure
and
here.
Off the hook.
Talk about time and attention.
Yes.
That's what they do. I mean, their bread is three ingredients. It's flour, salt, and water, right?
Yeah.
And they're doing it the traditional method, and they're fermenting it for 3 days.
Yeah.
Wild style.
Yeah.
Bread, right?
Yeah.
And it's just like, these baguettes are like to die for. They're just absolutely incredible. So anyway, we used their baguettes, but I grilled them first.
With butter.
I did put a little butter on there, spring butter. And then we put on some beautiful goat cheddar, some pepperoni, a little Parmesan, and arugula salad.
Wow.
And olives. I mean, that was it. And everybody was just like, oh.
I had in my lunch today, and it didn't last through first period at school. I ate it right away.
Because it was so good. And when you had that food, so obviously the ingredients were high quality. Very well focused in attention to detail and understanding how important it is to serve that quality of food to people. But then you gathered that. Mm-hmm. You prepped it. You cooked it. You thought of it. You infused and alchemized all that love.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns over to Gabriel, and Gabriel's ready to eat it. And what did you feel? Because, it's amazing, right? And that sharing.
It's just it felt very satisfying and nourishing. It was so good. So satisfying.
Sure. And then the other equation to our cooking with love, I feel like, is how we prepare the meal table, I should say. So Gabriel can tell you.
Well, yeah, we have like our little nature table on our dinner table. We have like crystals and like our spring table on there right now. And then we just like set it up really nice.
We light a candle. You know, these are just things that just take a minute, you know,
right,
like just the minute to light a candle and to have a cloth napkin.
Yeah.
You've eaten with us.
Absolutely.
Right?
And it's a focal point, right? It's a focal point. It's a gathering time. It's a sharing time and sharing with that love and that digestion, right? And that whole process that you work through. I mean, you just feel amazing when you and rejuvenated and replenished and refreshed.
Yeah.
Right? It's just amazing. And we just really wanted to share with everyone today about what that meant, cooking with love, and the deep aspects that we may not consider. You know, what store do we go to? Where are they gathering that food from? Then where are they gathering? How are we going to gather the food together and put together the ingredients? And I think you said it so really deeply and well about what does that mean when you cook the food or combine the food, either raw, vegan, right, or spring fresh and all those different kinds of ways. When you combine the food and you alchemize it together, what does that mean? Coming from the earth, coming from our environment, and then bringing it into the home. And how does that open and flourish with sunshine and love, right?
Well, it definitely tweaks our consciousness.
It sure does.
Right? Yeah. We are, we go to the farmer's market most Sundays.
Yeah.
And if I don't, Gabriel now is, it's such a part of his routine. He won't miss it.
Well, yeah, I get there like 10 minutes early. I unicycle over there and I wait at the gate and I'm always the first one to pray for brothers and get a baguette.
Yeah. And then we go to the
Happy Pantry.
Happy Pantry. We get some ferment, more time and attention.
Delicious kombucha. It's the best kombucha.
And we also go to our friends that do microgreens.
Okay.
So this is another thing you can do with your kids to just sort of introduce them to new and different fruits. Now, microgreens are just packed full of nutrients. They're so beautiful and like little.
Yes.
And amaranth ones.
The amaranth ones.
Those are my favorite. They're like red little microgreens.
Or we put sweet peas.
Yeah.
And we just leave them on the counter. And because it's this experience of Gabriel going to the market with me.
Yes.
Meeting the growers.
Yeah.
We take them home in a tray.
Yeah.
And he can cut them. And he'll just
eat them.
Eat them all week. Right. You know, just snip them and eat them.
And sprinkle them on top of food as garnish.
Mm-hmm.
And it's
avocado toast.
Yeah.
Super good.
Right. It's just amazing all the different ways we can think of and explore the ways we cook with love. So we invite everyone who's listening to this podcast and watching us on Facebook, we would love to get your feedback about how you cook with love, what that means, and how you alchemize your meals for your family and for everyone in your life.
I would love to hear.
Let's hear
Everybody's my inspiration.
Okay. And how can they reach you?
Right now, my website and blog is getting launched.
Launched? Congratulations. Launched. And so what will the website name be?
It will be The Canteen. C-A-N-T-I-N-E.
.com?
Which is named...
.com?
Just named after the French cafeterias.
Yes.
Because they feed the children with dignity in France, and it really inspired me.
Yes.
So anyways, you can find me at The Canteen, and until then, I'm most active on Instagram.
Right.
Which is also at The Canteen.
At The Canteen.
Yeah, just The Canteen.
And so you can see a lot of your recipes, a lot of pictures, a lot of love through that site.
Absolutely.
And they can private message you through that way.
Absolutely. Please do. And I love connecting.
And you're
with
in
everyone.
Process and getting listed on Center for Conscious Kids.
Absolutely.
And we love it. So come and look on centerforconsciouskids.com, and you can see lots of different chefs and schools and practitioners and different events that are happening.
So cool.
To really create that love and alchemy in your life.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So great that you're doing that.
Oh, thank you.
We all need to be inspired and inspire one another. And
absolutely.
That's what keeps it rolling.
This is the center to do it, is that collaborative inspiration.
Totally. It's great that you're doing that.
Yeah.
You guys should check it out.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Well, thank you all for joining us today. And we had so much fun with Gabriel and Karen in the office and and the podcasting booth. And we'll see you next time. Thank you all for listening to this podcast. We are so grateful for you tuning in and experiencing the innovations and opportunities we all can incorporate into our daily lives. Connect with us at centerforconsciouskids.com to sign up for the latest news that showcases these revolutionary services and products. Our global website provides families with an online conduit for enrichment and transformation in all our lives. Please share with other kids and families who would enjoy these advancements in living consciously. I'm Ashley Lee, and I thank you so much for joining us.